It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Back at it, we get into the 7 o'clock hour, the only full hour of today's program. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley. If you'd like to join us, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me if you'd like, at Matt Pauley on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. Cardinals lose today. Five-game winning streak comes to an end. They've still won 10 of their last 13. They're two games under 500. Two more games to go in Cincinnati. Then they've got a tough weekend coming up playing three games against the Phillies. I've been kind of watching because, and I'm not a sports gambler by any stretch of the mind. It's just, it's not my thing. But I understand a lot of people do it and it's a big deal. I like watching though, like the trends of what's going on because so often, so many times the bookmakers kind of, they're very good at their jobs. Let's put it that way. So all season long, as the Philadelphia Phillies were playing arguably the best baseball in Major League Baseball, at least in the National League, they currently have a 38-17 record. They had extended their lead out over the Braves. And I had been watching the NL East odds to see who would be favored. And at no point in time did the Braves and the Phillies switch spots. The Braves continue to be the favored team in terms of Vegas odds. And then Ronald Acuna Jr. goes down, and he's going to be out for the rest of the season with which really stinks. It just for the game of baseball and watching, wanting to go out and see the best players play and being able to turn your TV on and see the best players play. It's best for Major League Baseball when Ronald Acuna Jr. is involved in baseball, and it stinks for the Braves that he's out. But the moment that injury happened, the odds flipped. All of a sudden, the Phillies became the favorites in that division just like that. Had nothing to do with where they were at in the standings. They'd been leading the Braves by 3, 4, 5, 6 games consistently for much of the season. It was once Acuna went down that those odds flipped. So Cardinals will play the Phillies this weekend, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series. That's going to be tough. And then they'll go to Houston. Houston had a slow start to the year, but they have been able to get it back going here recently, and that's going to be a tough place to go as well. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet as well. We're kind of doing a hybrid extra innings sports open line show here as we continue talking through the Cardinals after they lose today to Cincinnati by a 3-1 score. Tom has given us a call. Hey, Tom, you are on Sports Open Line.
Hey, hope I don't lose you. I keep breaking up here. Question for you. Do you think Lance Lynn was affected a little bit by all the travel that they went through the past 24 hours?
I don't know. To be perfectly honest with you, I meant to text somebody this today and I forgot. I don't know if they sent Lynn ahead or not. I didn't see anything that they had sent him ahead, so I assume he was just on the team flight. I don't know. Like, Tom, did you think he pitched poorly today?
No. What I really wanted to comment on was they knew the pitchers of the first two games of this series was not going to play in the last game against the Cubs. So they should have sent both the first and second game starters ahead. And I don't know if they're doing that. I mean, with millions of dollars, they've wasted.
What does it really matter if the second game starter goes in?
Well, just so they both travel together, they both got a day to acclimate themselves. On the post-game show tonight, they were talking about how it's usually the second day of a trip like that that affects you. Well, who's pitching on the second day? That's okay. The second game starter.
That's fair. That's fair.
But the other thing is this. We just had a travel day last Thursday. Why did Ollie sit a 21-year-old shortstop on Sunday? Do you think he could have toughed it out four more days before he took a day off? It's just insane the way Ollie does that. Anyway, thanks for letting me call
in. Do you give any credit to Oliver Marmol with the way he's handling Mason Winn on the very successful season that Winn's having?
You're going to give credit to Ollie for that. What I'm saying is, here's a guy having a successful season. Why are you sitting him on that Sunday rest day when he had a day in your pocket on this 4 days later?
Because I'm telling you that playing a 162-game season is something that is very, very challenging no matter how old you are. And giving a guy a rest day every once in a while as they acclimate to the big leagues is something that can help them perform at a high level.
And I agree, but today should have been that rest day. If you're really worried about somebody, today would have been the rest day, not the day when you could have wrapped up something there.
Okay.
So we could, We're on the same page. We just a little tweaking, and we're right there together.
All right. I appreciate your phone call, Tom. I have a hard time arguing a lot with what he said. I don't know if they sent Lance Lynn ahead or not. I saw nothing about them sending Lance Lynn ahead. Ethan Hannaford's in studio. You didn't see anything, did you?
I was in the clubhouse last night, and I believe that I saw Lynn down there. So I don't believe they sent him ahead.
Yeah, I wasn't at the game yesterday, so I didn't see that. It is generally in situations like that, you leave it up to the guy. I wouldn't be shocked if the Cardinals would have gone to Lynn and said, do you want to travel in ahead, or do you want to travel with the team? And he might have been the one to say, I'll travel with the team. And he pitched fine. He pitched absolutely fine. I was about to say he could have gone home early last night, but no, they hopped on a plane right after the game, so that wouldn't have made any sense. But if you're a younger starting pitcher, I think the organization can go to you and say, look, you got to get on a plane and you got to get out. If it's later in the season, those sort of things. The point about Gibson, that was a very good response by Tom when I said, well, why Gibson? It's 2 days later. And he took my words and put them right back into my mouth where I said the second day in tends to be the most challenging one. So that was sharp by Tom.
I didn't necessarily understand the argument with the Mason Winn conversation. I think that people forget how challenging the jump from the minor leagues to the majors is. The season is way longer. We talked about that plenty last year with Jordan Walker and just adjusting to this level. We've known that throughout the early parts of the season. Now, it hasn't been talked about as much, but these things don't just magically go away. We knew that Mason Winn had been dealing with some back stiffness, so I'm sure that there's a level of being cautious that Oliver Marmol is having with one of his hottest offensive bats. I don't understand the panicking. I don't even know if panicking is the right word. I don't understand the critiquing there in giving your guy an off day on the occasion.
We're, what's the day today? May 24th? 27th.
27th.
It's May 27th. Brandon Crawford has three starts at shortstop in the month of May. Three. It's May 27th. Brandon Crawford has started three games at shortstop in the month of May. So I'm not going to get upset about that. And I think we're not even so much Wynn's current performance. I think what's really important here is that Wynn is somewhat fresh in July and August and September. The rest days today can pay dividends at the end of the season. And I know everybody's going to drop the old, well, you're talking about a 21-year-old kid. Like, no, again, 162-game season, it is grueling. Go back. Go through the years and go find rookies and see just how common it is for them to hit a wall at some point in July or August. It happens all the time. Does it happen to every guy? No. Is there a possibility that Mason Winn could go play 155 games this year and never hit a wall? Is that a possibility? Yes, I will leave open the door for that as a possibility. And if that is something that, again, if we could go to an alternate universe and play out that scenario and we see that Wynn is not affected at all by a 162-game season, if I knew that was the case, then I would tell you sitting him is a mistake, that you just need to play him every single day. But I'm not a fortune teller. I can't see the future. I don't know any of these things. All I know is historically what happens with players, especially players trying to play 162 games for the first time in their career, and eventually they do hit a wall. And like Ethan said, Mason has not been 100% healthy this year. There have been times where he's been dealing with some tweaks here and there, and they have done what they have needed to do to try to keep him healthy. So I don't know. In our next segment, we're going to talk about the fifth starter situation with the Cardinals. I am incredibly frustrated with the way the Cardinals are handling the fifth starter. It's not me just giving a free pass to the Cardinals because I'm perfectly fine with the way they're handling Mason Wynn. I just trust them in this place. Or not even that I trust them. I just trust the concept of giving a guy some rest days to try to help him extend out a high-level play throughout the entire season. So I'm fine with that. I'm not fine with the fifth starter situation. We'll talk about that next. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
On KMOX. Sports Open Line here on KMOX on a Memorial Day. My name's Matt Pauly. Hopefully you've been able to take this day and spend some time with friends and family also while reflecting upon the amazing individuals who have given that ultimate sacrifice to allow people like me to be talking to you about sports here on KMOX on a Monday night. I'm frustrated about one thing when it comes to the Cardinals right now, and it's the way they're handling the fifth starter situation. And if you've listened to me much on this show at all, this is not me talking out both sides of my mouth, because I am widely on the record of saying who the fifth starter is doesn't really matter as long as they've got just a few things that they can do. Really, you're a perfectly fine fifth starter if you can give me five innings and not blow up the bullpen and just kind of keep you in the game. You go out five innings and give up four runs, like, that's not great. That's a bad ERA. I get that. That's good enough for me. And honestly, if you go look at fifth starters around baseball, there's a lot of guys that fall into that. There's a lot of bad fifth starters out there. So I don't think who the fifth starter for the Cardinals, who they use, is of like great consequence. But the way it is being handled right now very much frustrates me, because this organization with Steven Matz on the injured list basically doesn't have anybody that they trust to be a fifth starter. They went with Matthew Liberatore for a while, and he was not giving you the five innings that I was asking for, and he was not blowing up the bullpen. And what was frustrating, what is frustrating about that is how good Liberatore has been out of the bullpen this year. And I saw him today, and he didn't look good today out of the bullpen. Didn't look good at all. Couldn't make it through the inning. And all I could think to myself is, and again, it's just one appearance. That doesn't really mean all that much. But all I could think to myself is, they've messed him up. this whole, you're a starter, you're a reliever, you're a starter, you're a reliever. We might have you available to go into a game on your side session day, but you still might start in a couple days. That it finally hit him where he's not able to be as effective as he was when he was solely working out of the bullpen. We have seen Matthew Liberatore for each of the last 3 years, and the best run that we have seen from Liberatore was he was exclusively a relief pitcher, and you weren't futzing around with the idea of him being a starter. And then Matz goes down, and they start doing this thing. And even last year, when he was a starter, they were kind of doing the same thing with him, where they didn't just put him in the rotation. Like he was in the rotation, and then, well, he's going to be available out of the bullpen today. Well, he's going to start. Like, it just... give him a role and let him go with it. And now I would say give him a role as a relief pitcher and let him go with it. Let him experience being a successful major league pitcher. Because when he is exclusively a relief pitcher, he is very successful. He is a plus arm out of the bullpen. He helps you win games. At the end of the day, you want as many guys on the roster who can help you win games. And Matthew Liberatore most helps you win games when he's working as a relief pitcher. But they're in this spot where they don't trust anybody else to be that fifth starter. And you know, Katie Wu wrote about this in The Athletic. It posted today. If you're a subscriber to The Athletic, go read the piece. It's fantastic because Katie's fantastic and everything she writes is awesome. But she spoke with John Mozeliak about it. And they readily admit the issue that they currently have with finding somebody that they trust to be that fifth starter. And part of this is connected to pitchers not developing. We thought that Gordon Graceffo and Michael McGreevy were each going to be Cardinals at some point last year. And that didn't happen. And now this year, they're still at AAA. Graceffo's pitched mostly fine this year at Memphis. Not great, not terrible. Last time I looked, he had thrown two straight games with seven innings, giving up just one run. He may have a start since then. I should have probably looked it up before I started doing this segment, but the fact remains the same. Graceffo's been mostly good. McGreevy just had a great start his last time out, but he has not been good for the most part this year. He's really struggled, so he would not be on my list of guys to bring up. Sim Roberta has been really, really good this year. At one point, he was the pitcher of the month for the International League, although he's starting to take a step back. At some point, I think you just give one of these guys an opportunity. Because the thing is, give me five innings and don't blow up the bullpen. You don't think Gordon Graceffo can do that? I think Gordon Graceffo has as good a shot at doing that as anybody else. And then you allow Matthew Liberatore to stay in the bullpen where he has been really, really, really good. So I'm fraud. That's the one thing about this team. And you know what? They're under 500. They're what now? Six games. I think it's 5.5 back of the Brewers after the Brewers won today. Yeah, 5.5 back. And the one thing that's really frustrating me at the moment, now that the offense has come along, is a fifth starter. If it remains that way from here until the end of the season, that means the Cardinals had a really good year. Because fifth starter should not be your number one priority to be upset about. But I don't know. I don't like the way they're handling Ethan.
Do you think that Zach Thompson is going to at any point be an option? And the reason I ask, and I haven't looked at if the velo has climbed back up at all, but his numbers in AAA do look actually really good.
His raw, like there was a game where I don't think he gave up runs, but he walked a bunch of guys. I think he plays back into it, but
ERA sub 2.2.
Yeah. So for me, I would say that they sent him down there for him to kind of redo some mechanic stuff.
Well, the velo was down to low 90s, right? And he was, you know, touching 95 last year.
Yeah. So they sent him there with the idea that they wanted to fix some things. And sometimes baseball card numbers don't tell the story.
Sure.
So that would be what I would say. Let me see if I can bring up his velo on his most recent game real quickly. So on May 22nd, they matched up against Durham. He went 5 innings, 2 runs, 5 hits, 8 strikeouts, 2 walks in that game. I think AAA has all the StatCast numbers. This is really good radio as everybody listens for me clicking around, trying to figure out whether or not it has. Okay, so, but the point, well, I'll still try to talk and type at the same time, which is never.
Well, while you are, yes. I think that the other option, and we just saw Nick Robertson go on the IL a couple of days ago, and they bring up a guy in Andre Pallante who has the ability to start. We've seen him do that. We've seen him stretch out a little bit. I'm curious if perhaps we start seeing Pallante Liberatore combo into, piggyback, there's the word, in for that fifth spot until they can figure out a permanent fix, because that's not a permanent fix. It's a Band-Aid over a wound, but something to at least give them time to make something happen, to find something, to see how far Mats is away. I think that's maybe the direction perhaps that they're going to be going.
I'm fine with it. If you can get four innings out of both those guys and then you only have one more inning to cover,
And that way, Liberatore is good to go 2 days later.
You're wasting a roster spot. You know, two guys in one roster spot when you do that to a certain extent, but I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that idea. I think if they would not have rained out that Friday game, I think because there was an open spot in the rotation, I think it would have been Pallante. They had just pulled Pallante from a start at Memphis. They weren't going to announce it until after the game on Friday, the game that ends up not being played. So they probably had an idea that they may not be playing that game. I think it would have been Pallante. Thompson in his last start, his four-seam fastball maxed out at 97. He threw it 89 to 97. That was the range.
That's
a hefty range, with the average at 93, but he touched 97. So,
things moving in the right direction.
That does seem to be things moving at a better direction. You're right. I would have to go back and look through the pitch by pitch and see how often he was hitting 97, which I can't do while I'm trying to talk. But yeah, he did touch 97, in his last start. So that's good news for him.
Perhaps things moving in the right direction for him. Either way, though, it's a tough spot. And the reason why it's so frustrating, and as we've talked about, Matt, is if the hope is that you can continue building up, and the question you asked is this roster sustainable, right? Or is this team going to be able to continuously win the way that the roster is built? And if you're getting Liberatore as your fifth starter, if you're piggybacking Pallante Liberatore, if you're trying to figure out what that fifth start is, the odds to win that game, now you can't just put it into odds, but the odds probably aren't that great. Yeah. So when you break it, if you separate that and you look at the other four starters, really you're having to hope that you're going to win three out of four games with your other starters each time through the rotation, knowing that most likely, just based off of the starting pitching you're getting in that fifth start, the odds aren't great. It's not a great recipe for success. Like I said, it can't be that simple with the numbers. There's more to it. You have to calculate, obviously, what the offense is going to do and all kinds of other things. But it's not a great recipe for success to have the question mark that they do in the five spot right now.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I'm just looking through his pitch log, pitch by pitch. It looked like he was sitting 94-95 through the first four innings, and then all of a sudden in the fifth inning he hit 97 a few times right at the end, and then it kind of fell down. So I don't know if he was looking for something extra. The 97s came in back-to-back pitches, so that may have been a moment where he found something extra, but basically he was sitting 94-95, which is still better than an 89-mile-per-hour fastball.
Absolutely.
Clearly. If you want to join us, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. We've got more coming up. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. Tomorrow, Cardinals are continuing their series against the Reds, with them being out east and the Reds starting their game somewhat early out there, 5:40 Central, 6:40 their time. We're going to be on the air tomorrow at 4:45 with Cardinals baseball here on KMOX. I talk about this every year on Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, the summer days where people don't go to work. And I talked about this last year, and somebody really came at me about it, did not like what I had to say. And it got me to thinking more, because when people disagree with me and make good arguments, I do try to listen to those arguments and be respectful of those arguments. But, and I'm more than willing to change my opinion if I can be convinced otherwise. I haven't changed my opinion on this. I continue to believe that Major League Baseball is making an incredible mistake by not having every single team playing on Memorial Day, on Labor Day, and 4th of July. There were a lot of teams that did not play today. Eight teams did not play today. Now, the argument against, and I'm sure there are people who are listening to this right now who served in the military or maybe have a family member who passed away fighting for our country. And I am so indebted to those people and so respectful of armed services. So there are people who are listening right now, and one of these people came at me pretty hard last year when I said this and said that Memorial Day is a solemn day and that there should not be baseball games being played on Memorial Day, period. That this should be a day where nothing gets played. It's just a day for reflection. And like I understand people who say that, I understand where you're coming from. I can see the path that you're on to get to that place. I don't per se agree with you, like in the big picture standpoint, that these games just should not be happening. But for you and other people like you, I'm not going to tell you how you spend this day. And if today is a day where you are solemn and today is a day where you spend time in quiet reflection and think back about the people who did fight for this country and passed away fighting for this country and all the amazing things that we have in this country because of people like that, if for you today is that day to really just sit back and think about it and it's not a day to play baseball, you don't have to listen and you don't have to watch and you're able to do that. And one of the wonderful things about our country is you can just do that. So I say all that to say this because I don't want to be disrespectful of this day and the reason that we celebrate this day and acknowledge this day. Maybe for some people it's not a celebration, it's more an acknowledgement, whichever word you want to use. And I understand that. I also am somebody who loves the game of baseball, and I cannot understand why baseball cannot figure it out where you have these summer holidays and not everybody's playing. Everybody should play a Memorial Day game, everybody should play a Labor Day game, and everybody should play a 4th of July game. You can work the schedule out to make that happen. I've got a friend of mine. His name's Jake Asman. He does some national stuff for Sirius XM Radio. And I heard a clip of his today. Actually, I retweeted it because he made the point. The NFL is going to figure it out where they're going to play Christmas Day games on Netflix every year. Now they just signed a deal with Netflix where the NFL is going to play a Christmas Day game, two Christmas Day games every single year going forward. So Christmas might happen on a Tuesday. It might happen on a Wednesday. It might happen on a Saturday. Like, it doesn't matter what day of the week. And with football, that's going to create a much larger challenging schedule because of how much time you need between games. If the NFL is smart enough to realize that, hey, we need to be playing on Christmas Day because everybody's just sitting at home and we're going to have a bunch of eyes on the screen. Like, they can figure out that schedule, but baseball with 162 games can't figure out a way to have everybody playing on Memorial Day, Labor Day, and 4th of July. You're trying to grow the game of baseball and you can't figure that out. What are you doing? What are you doing? How? Baseball gets in their own way so often. You got kids home from school. You got people off work. It's an opportunity to go have a really special day at the ballpark, and it's a way to grow the game of baseball. And that's what I want to see. I want to see kids going to games the way I went to games when I was little. And maybe this message is not so much meant for a St. Louis audience where kids are going to be going to games because of the culture of baseball in this community. But from a nationwide standpoint, this is the opportunity to go. And minor league baseball, I worked in minor league baseball for 10 years. You know what one of the biggest challenges is in minor league baseball? Getting people to walk through the turnstiles. Getting people to go to games. If you're a minor league baseball team, you're not competing with the major league baseball team that's in the region. You're competing with going to the movies and going and playing mini golf and going out bowling or staying home and barbecue. Like, you're not. It's the discretionary income from families to have some time. You want the opportunity. There is no more important day in minor league baseball than the 4th of July because of the fireworks shows that get shot off. And every team in minor league baseball gets a game either on the 3rd of July or the 4th of July. So every team in minor league baseball travels between the 3rd and 4th because those tend to be the highest attended games. Ever since Major League Baseball took over running minor league baseball, now Mondays are just off. Well, figure it out. Start the series on a Monday. Add an extra game to a series and then take one off later. Like, minor league baseball teams not playing, that would be a huge boom to what they're doing. So it just frustrates me. It just frustrates me that not every game and every team in baseball is playing on those 3 days. Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July. Unless a 4th of July happens to be on a Friday or a Saturday, they just treat the days like they're a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday. They don't add any importance to it. And however the computer spits out the schedule, that's how it spits it out. And they don't put the little algorithm in there that says every team has to play on Memorial Day. It'd be really simple, I think. Not really simple, but it'd be simple enough for them to figure that out. Okay, that's my yearly rant on that. You might hear three different times, 4th of July and Labor Day, we might do the same thing, but it's something that I am going to continue to talk about because I think it's important for the game of baseball. We'll take one more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. We start to wrap up this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX on Memorial Day. My name is Matt Pauly, Ethan Hannaford, taking care of getting us on and off the air. Ethan, I went to the Greek festival, it's St. Louis County Greek Festival.
Important which one you say it is because there's a few of them around
there
here.
There are a few, which I'm Greek. I am of Greek descent. So anytime there is a Greek festival, I am excited about going to it. I love Greek food. I love being around Greek people. Like, it's just, it is life-giving for me to go to these Greek festivals. So two things happened yesterday. First, so great job by everybody out there at the church there in De Pere, which we did the church tour in there. I don't know if I've ever been in that church before. Gosh, it's the stained glass and all the just the way they do it is really cool. So I have a daughter, she's 5, and she had a bottle of water. You have to take a shuttle bus to like go where to park because there's not enough parking there, which is fine. So she doesn't want to carry her water bottle walking back. So I'm carrying two water bottles with one hand. Are you familiar with Lucamatas?
Say it again.
Okay, you just answered it. So Lucamatas, Okay. They are they're like a pastry. They're almost like a donut. It's like almost like a donut hole, and then they're just covered in honey and nuts. They are delicious. Absolutely delicious. So anytime there's a Greek festival, we have to go and we have to get the Lucamatas.
Okay.
So I've got two water bottles that I'm carrying, and then I've got like the box of Lucamatas up, and it's like the classic styrofoam white box that you get, and I've got it up against me, and little do I know, it is leaking out the honey and the nuts.
Ruh-roh.
So my wife looks at me as we're standing in line to get on the shuttle bus, and it's such a dad moment because literally from chest down to my knees, it is just a straight line of nothing but honey and nuts on my polo shirt and shorts, the khaki shorts that I'd worn to church in the morning. We went straight from church, so kind of halfway nice clothes. So that's my first. And then I just like felt the, like when I took off the shirt when I got home, I had an undershirt on, and the honey was just all over the undershirt as well. I mean, it's
better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. Tomorrow, Cardinals are continuing their series against the Reds, with them being out east and the Reds starting their game somewhat early out there, 5:40 Central, 6:40 their time. We're going to be on the air tomorrow at 4:45 with Cardinals baseball here on KMOX. I talk about this every year on Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, the summer days where people don't go to work. And I talked about this last year, and I'll be, somebody really came at me about it, did not like what I had to say. And it got me to thinking more, because when people disagree with me and make good arguments, I do try to listen to those arguments and be respectful of those arguments. But, and I'm more than willing to change my opinion if I can be convinced otherwise. I haven't changed my opinion on this. I continue to believe that Major League Baseball is making an incredible mistake by not having every single team playing on Memorial Day, on Labor Day, and 4th of July. There were a lot of teams that did not play today. Eight teams did not play today. Now, the argument against, and I'm sure there are people who are listening to this right now who served in the military or maybe have a family member who passed away fighting for our country. And I am so indebted to those people and so respectful of armed services. So there are people who are listening right now, and one of these people came at me pretty hard last year when I said this and said that Memorial Day is a solemn day and that there should not be baseball games being played on Memorial Day, period. That this should be a day where nothing gets played. It's just a day for reflection. And like I understand people who say that, I understand where you're coming from. I can see the path that you're on to get to that place. I don't per se agree with you, like in the big picture standpoint, that these games just should not be happening. But for you and other people like you, I'm not going to tell you how you spend this day. And if today is a day where you are solemn and today is a day where you spend time in quiet reflection and think back about the people who did fight for this country and passed away fighting for this country and all the amazing things that we have in this country because of people like that, if for you today is that day to really just sit back and think about it and it's not a day to play baseball, you don't have to listen and you don't have to watch and you're able to do that. And one of the wonderful things about our country is you can just do that. So I say all that to say this, because I don't want to be disrespectful of this day and the reason that we celebrate this day and acknowledge this day. Maybe for some people it's not a celebration, it's more an acknowledgement, whichever word you want to use. And I understand that. I also am somebody who loves the game of baseball, and I cannot understand why baseball cannot figure it out where you have these summer holidays and not everybody's playing. Everybody should play a Memorial Day game, everybody should play a Labor Day game, and everybody should play a 4th of July game. You can work the schedule out to make that happen. I've got a friend of mine. His name's Jake Asman. He does some national stuff for Sirius XM Radio. And I heard a clip of his today. Actually, I retweeted it because he made the point. The NFL is going to figure it out where they're going to play Christmas Day games on Netflix every year. Now they just signed a deal with Netflix where the NFL is going to play a Christmas Day game, two Christmas Day games every single year going forward. So Christmas might happen on a Tuesday. It might happen on a Wednesday. It might happen on a Saturday. Like, it doesn't matter what day of the week. And with football, that's going to create a much larger challenging schedule because of how much time you need between games. If the NFL is smart enough to realize that, hey, we need to be playing on Christmas Day because everybody's just sitting at home and we're going to have a bunch of eyes on the screen, like they can figure out that schedule. But baseball, with 162 games, can't figure out a way to have everybody playing on Memorial Day, Labor Day, and 4th of July? You're trying to grow the game of baseball, and you can't figure that out? What are you doing? What are you doing? How baseball gets in their own way so often. You got kids home from school. You got people off work. It's an opportunity to go have a really special day at the ballpark, and it's a way to grow the game of baseball. And that's what I want to see. I want to see kids going to games the way I went to games when I was little. And maybe this message is not so much meant for a St. Louis audience where kids are going to be going to games because of the culture of baseball in this community. But from a nationwide standpoint, this is the opportunity to go. And minor league baseball, I worked in minor league baseball for 10 years. You know what one of the biggest challenges is in minor league baseball? Getting people to walk through the turnstiles. Getting people to go to games. If you're a minor league baseball team, you're not competing with the major league baseball team that's in the region. You're competing with going to the movies and going and playing mini golf and going out bowling or staying home and barbecue. Like, you're not. It's the discretionary income from families to have some time. You want the opportunity. There is no more important day in minor league baseball than the 4th of July because of the fireworks shows that get shot off. And every team in minor league baseball gets a game either on the 3rd of July or the 4th of July. So every team in minor league baseball travels between the 3rd and 4th because those tend to be the highest attended games. Ever since Major League Baseball took over running minor league baseball, now Mondays are just off. Well, figure it out. Start the series on a Monday. Add an extra game to a series and then take one off later. Like, minor league baseball teams not playing, that would be a huge boom to what they're doing. So it just frustrates me. It just frustrates me that not every game and every team in baseball is playing on those 3 days. Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July. Unless a 4th of July happens to be on a Friday or a Saturday, they just treat the days like they're a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or Thursday. They don't add any importance to it. And however the computer spits out the schedule, that's how it spits it out. And they don't put the little algorithm in there that says every team has to play on Memorial Day. It'd be really simple, I think. Not really simple, but it'd be simple enough for them to figure that out. Okay, that's my yearly rant on that. You might hear three different times, 4th of July and Labor Day, we might do the same thing, but it's something that I am going to continue to talk about because I think it's important for the game of baseball. We'll take one more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. We start to wrap up this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX on Memorial Day. My name is Matt Pauly, Ethan Hannaford, taking care of getting us on and off the air. Ethan, I went to the Greek festival, it's St. Louis County Greek Festival.
It's important which one you say it is because there's a few of them around
there
here.
There are a few, which I'm Greek. I am of Greek descent. So anytime there is a Greek festival, I am excited about going to it. I love Greek food. I love being around Greek people. Like, it's just, it is life-giving for me to go to these Greek festivals. So two things happened yesterday. First, great job by everybody out there at the church there in De Pere, which we did the church tour in there. I don't know if I've ever been in that church before. Gosh, it's the stained glass and all the just the way they do it is really cool. So I have a daughter, she's 5, and she had a bottle of water. You have to take a shuttle bus to like go where to park because there's not enough parking there, which is fine. So she doesn't want to carry her water bottle walking back. So I'm carrying two water bottles with one hand. Are you familiar with Leucomatas?
Say it again.
Okay, you just answered it. So Leucomatas, okay. They are they're like a pastry. They're almost like a donut. It's like almost like a donut hole, and then they're just covered in honey and nuts. They are delicious. Absolutely delicious. So anytime there's a Greek festival, we have to go and we have to get the Leucomatas.
Okay.
So I've got two water bottles that I'm carrying, and then I've got like the box of Lucamatas up, and it's like the classic styrofoam white box that you get, and I've got it up against me, and little do I know, it is leaking out the honey and the nuts.
Ruh-roh.
So my wife looks at me as we're standing in line to get on the shuttle bus, and it's such a dad moment because literally from chest down to my knees, it is just a straight line of nothing but honey and nuts on my polo shirt and shorts, the khaki shorts that I'd worn to church in the morning. We went straight from church, so kind of halfway nice clothes. So that's my first. And then I just like felt the, like when I took off the shirt when I got home, I had an undershirt on, and the honey was just all over the undershirt as well. I mean, it
the
got,
stick.
Oh, it was horrible. And I just, we're driving back, and I just feel like the honey touching half of my body, and it's horrible. So if anybody was at the Greek festival and saw some guy walking around covered in nuts and honey, literally, that was this guy.
Hey, kids, look at that Bose over there. Don't be like him.
So that's my first thing. The other thing that was just kind of funny. So we're sitting at a table, and you know, in these festival type things, it's large tables, and you know, people come and sit at the other side or whatever. So this group comes to sit down. They ask, "Oh, is anybody sitting over here?" "No, of course, I have a seat." And they're about to sit down, and then like the woman in the group says, "No, there's a table over there." So I make like the "Oh, I see how it is" joke. And, you know, they just saw an empty table. It was totally fine. And the guy's wearing, like, all Cardinal stuff. And he makes a joke to me. He's like, "Well, we only sit with people who wear Cardinal stuff." And my wife looked at me and says, "If only they knew who you were," because doing the radio stuff for Cardinals, which is just, it's funny because, yeah, that's what he had to say.
Well, the question is that are you a real Cardinals fan if you don't recognize the voice of Matt Pauley?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yes. Yes, of course. Nobody knows who I am, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
No, the voice of Matt Pauley.
Okay. I don't think they were... Yes, you are.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate you trying to pump me up a little bit right there, but
saying,
yes, of course you are.
I'm curious what the vote would be if we put it out on Twitter.
I don't think I want that Twitter poll to go out there. That's all I've seen. So that was my day at the Greek festival, most notably being covered from chest to knee.
But that shower felt good.
Oh, my gosh. It was wonderful. Good job by the folks at the Greek Festival. Despite me not being able to carry Lucamatas, you did a great job. We'll talk to you for Cardinals baseball tomorrow here on KMOX. We start to wrap up this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX on Memorial Day. My name is Matt Pauley. Ethan Hannaford taking care of getting us on and off the air. Ethan, I went to the Greek festival, it's St. Louis County Greek Festival.
It's important which one you say it is because there's a few of them around
there
here.
There are a few, which I'm Greek. I am of Greek descent. So anytime there is a Greek festival, I am excited about going to it. I love Greek food. I love being around Greek people. Like it's just, it is life-giving for me to go to these Greek festivals. So two things happened yesterday. First, so great job by everybody out there at the church there in De Pere, which we did the church tour in there. I don't know if I've ever been in that church before. Gosh, it's the stained glass and all the just the way they do it is really cool. So I have a daughter, she's 5, and she had a bottle of water. You have to take a shuttle bus to like go where to park because there's not enough parking there, which is fine. So she doesn't want to carry her water bottle walking back. So I'm carrying two water bottles with one hand. Are you familiar with Lucamatas?
Say it again.
Okay, you just answered it. So Lucamatas, Okay. They are they're like a pastry. They're almost like a donut. It's like almost like a donut hole, and then they're just covered in honey and nuts. They are delicious. Absolutely delicious. So anytime there's a Greek festival, we have to go and we have to get the Lucamatas.
Okay.
So I've got two water bottles that I'm carrying, and then I've got like the box of Lucamatas up, and it's like the classic styrofoam white box that you get, and I've got it up against me, and little do I know, it is leaking out the honey and the nuts.
Ruh-roh.
So my wife looks at me as we're standing in line to get on the shuttle bus, and it's such a dad moment because literally from chest down to my knees, it is just a straight line of nothing but honey and nuts on my polo shirt and shorts, the khaki shorts that I'd worn to church in the morning. We went straight from church, so kind of halfway nice clothes. So that's my first. And then I just like felt the, like when I took off the shirt when I got home, I had an undershirt on, and the honey was just all over the undershirt as well. I mean, it got
stick.
Oh, it was horrible. And I just, we're driving back, and I just feel like the honey touching half of my body, and it's horrible. So if anybody was at the Greek festival and saw some guy walking around covered in nuts and honey, literally, that was this guy.
Hey, kids, look at that Bose over there. Don't be like him.
So that's my first thing. The other thing that was just kind of funny. So we're sitting at a table, and you know, in these festival type things, it's large tables, and you know, people come and sit at the other side or whatever. So this group comes to sit down. They ask, "Oh, is anybody sitting over here?" "No, of course, I have a seat." And they're about to sit down, and then like the woman in the group says, "No, there's a table over there." So I make like the "Oh, I see how it is" joke. And, you know, they just saw an empty table. It was totally fine. And the guy's wearing, like, all Cardinal stuff. And he makes a joke to me. He's like, "Well, we only sit with people who wear Cardinal stuff." And my wife looked at me and says, "If only they knew who you were," because doing the radio stuff for Cardinals, which is just, it's funny because, yeah, that's what he had to say.
Well, so the question is that, are you a real Cardinals fan if you don't recognize the voice of Matt Pauley?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yes. Yes, of course. Nobody knows who I am, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
The voice of Matt Pauley.
Okay. I don't think they were. Yes, you are.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate you trying to pump me up a little bit right there, but
just
yes, of course you are.
I'm curious what the vote would be if we put it out on Twitter.
I don't think I want that Twitter poll to go out there. That's all I've seen. So that was my day at the Greek festival, most notably being covered from chest to knee.
But that shower felt good.
Oh, my gosh. It was wonderful. Good job by the folks at the Greek Festival. Despite me not being able to carry Luka Matas, you did a great job. We'll talk to you for Cardinals baseball tomorrow here on KMOX.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.